sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Hump Day Wednesday, May 14th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Chris, the copy guy, is asking for gas. Absolutely, send you the link information here as soon as we get done with the break. One of the things you have to understand, you have to have an actual incident. The complaint form that I'm sending you guys has an incident. They want the date, the time, the location, what is the name of the gas station, oil company, information about the oil company. They also want to know if you confronted the business about the price fixing, the price gouging, whatever it is, and then the answer the attendant gave you. For example, my complaint I filed, she told me to go somewhere else to buy my gas, and I put that in there. So you got to have an incident. Absolutely have to make an incident report. One thing that you have to know is the information about the gas company, the oil company behind them, which requires you to, of course, do a search, find out who the oil company is that owns that gas station. But basically, folks, we've got to do this. If we file enough complaints, the Attorney General's office is going to go, wow, what's going on up in northern Michigan? The biggest thing that I'm upset about, we've got a couple reports, Lori, Dawn, and I believe it was George. They texted me, Indian River, from this past Sunday, Mother's Day, they bought gas or saw signs for gas at 305. Monday, it jumped to 339. Why would it go up 34 cents in one day when everybody else is declining? Traverse City, everybody's below $3 a gallon now. Everybody. I did not see one sign for gasoline higher than $2.99 anywhere. Everybody had a two in front of it. So definitely, definitely send you the information. Yeah. Here's another thing Chris is saying. Also, we were in the Keweenaw. Gas was $2.79 there. The western part of the UP? Unbelievable. They must be getting their supplies from Wisconsin. That's just nuts. Absolutely nuts. So, yeah, definitely, definitely, absolutely get you this information. You need to file these complaints online. I was misinformed. Captain Jeff set me straight. You have to go online and click on this link and do the claim, the investigation, the complaint with the Consumer Protection Agency within the Attorney General's office online. You can't call and do anything. You have got to do this online. So greatly appreciate you guys listening. Confront the gas station. Go inside. What's up? Why is your prices so high? Get the information. Go on this website. Fill out your complaint. And let's see if we can make an effect on gas prices here in our listening area, Northern Michigan. Ask the Vet is coming on in the next segment. Dr. Jeff is going to be in the house. Text me your questions for Dr. Jeff. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
By now, y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment on this Hump Day Wednesday, as usual. Joining us in this time slot is Ask the Vet. Dr. Jeff, Sioux Animal Hospital, is in the house. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, I got a question for you right out of the box.
All right.
Weather changing, how soon do we start the topical flea and tick medicine?
2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Them little buggers are already out. Now, like I said, ticks are going to come first. Fleas come later. But they are already out. I mean, literally, I will walk out the back of the clinic and to go check my beehive because the bees came. And I walk back in, and I'll have like three ticks on me.
Whoa.
It's literally walking 50 yards into the field and walking back. So they're out.
Now, on the bee situation, explain to the folks why you decided to get some bees and what are you doing with them?
Well, right now, I've always been interested in bees. Actually, even way back when I was in high school, I was getting involved in beekeeping and agriculture, and I knew I was going to pursue some kind of ag animal related industry. But even more so, it's become even more and more important because we have lost so many of our beehives. Bees are, and pollinators just in general, are so important to our food source and food security. And just as, you know, President Trump and RFK are saying, food security is national security. So we should have energy security. We should be able to produce our own energy here. We need to produce our own food here. And bees are a huge part of it. Even to people like that want to drink, you know, almond milk, which is not really milk, but anyway.
Right.
Bees pollinate that. That's a huge thing. If you don't have enough bees, you're not going to have, you're not going to have almonds to, almonds. And even in, Michigan here, with the fruit belt that we're in, cherries, apples, you know, all that stuff is very important to have these pollinators out there pollinating them. Then let's add on the back half of it, the honey. So the primary reason to have bees is for pollination, okay, because I want to support pollinators. I like going out and messing with them, too. It's really cool to watch the biology of it and watch how the hive, you know, interacts. But sure. A nice bonus of that is honey, which is a much more healthier sweetener than sugar and really a lot more healthier than high fructose corn syrup. I mean, we use corn syrup here in the clinic, but we use it in crash cases with animals that are diabetic, that we want to bring glucose up fast. And, you know, that they've overdosed on insulin or, you know, or whatever, if they've gone down, that's what we'll use. But because it can change so fast, it is not healthy for you to have at all. And I've honestly, I've figured out that I'm kind of type 2 diabetic, or at least kind of borderline pushed into it.
Sure.
And so I have massively changed my diet, changed what I'm eating, how I'm eating, and started on some of the older drugs, because I've looked at the Ozempic and things like that. Well, one, expensive. Woo! Even with a copay, they're expensive.
Yeah.
And they got a lot of side effects too. So every tool has a side effect. You know, you can use every tool wrong. So when you start talking about side effects of drugs, side effects aren't bad things necessarily.
Yep.
Because sometimes it's the side effect that we wind up wanting. Ivermectin, for example. Ivermectin is an anti-parasiticide, okay? But one of the side effects seems to work against some kinds of tumors and some kinds of viruses too. So
sure, absolutely.
Yeah, so you gotta say that just because we say side effect, it's not always a bad thing.
Well, one of the things I was covering in the news, a week or two ago, and there's actually a class action lawsuit against Ozempic where they're finding people are having paralysis of the stomach.
Yep.
And even one other case wasn't Ozempic. It was another one, Wegovy or whatever one is. They actually are experiencing partial signs of blindness. So, oh,
really?
Oh, okay. Yeah, those shots are definitely not the
that
way
one,
to go. But.
Yeah, that one I haven't heard of. That's one of the reasons because, you know, if I go on a medication, I always go to NIH, you know, to PubMed and start researching it. And yeah, that's how come one of the reasons I did not go on the Wegovy or any of that stuff. They're all the same thing. They're all the glucagon-like peptide inhibitors.
Yep.
And one of the side effects of this, or one of the known deals with it, is that it slows your gastric emptying. So yeah, that's how come you feel fuller longer, so you don't eat as much. But yeah, so that's partial stomach paralysis.
Right.
And I guess one of the things is some people's stomachs don't come back after you stop, you know, after
processing.
After you stop taking the medication,
right?
You still have the problem. You talk to the anesthesiologist too. That's one thing that they're like, oh wait, you're on this stuff. They're like, they don't like it because it's the same thing. You might still have food in your stomach that you can regurg under anesthesia. Now you got inhalation pneumonia. So now you got, which is a chemical burn. So that's a whole thing there. You really got to make sure. But then again, you always got to do your risk to benefit ratio.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. If you're really heavy, is the health risks of being really heavy out losing that weight, the benefits of losing that weight, worth the risks of doing this? And it might, and the answer might be yes. You know,
right. You know, well, I'm going to set you up with a consultation with Missy from My Pure Health Solution, and I want you to vet her and hear what her program's all about. I got a text message about the bees. As you grow the hive, the question is, are you going to release them out into the public and into the air? Are you going to get more bees? What's your thought process as far as stimulating the population?
Well, yeah. Now, first of all, you have to understand there are no wild honeybees in the United States.
Oh, okay.
Period. Any honeybee you ever see, any swarm you see, came from somebody's hives. Okay.
So
I do release them. They go fly wherever they go right now, and you know, do their little bee things. But they come back to my hives, and hopefully, as I grow the hive, I'll either buy some more, or sometimes I'll split this hive, and you can do that. There's, you know, and people breed bees, and you breed for different. Right now, we're breeding for mite resistance because of this varroa mite problem that we're having. So,
what's going on with that? I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, this is a mite that attacks it lives on the bees, but it attacks the brood or the young bees, and it basically will kill a hive off. It's part of what's called colony collapse disorder. You got varroa mites, got tracheal mites, got American foul brood, which is a disease, European foul brood, which is a disease, Nosema, which is like bee dysentery. Yep, and the government has changed this to where bees are now classified as a food animal, so that if you want to get medication to treat your hive, you have to go to a veterinarian to give you a prescription for whatever you need to treat your hive with. And, you know, we talk about how hard it is to find a veterinarian that knows or will work with, you know, cattle. Imagine trying to find one that would work with bees.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of us. I just happened to be one, just because I was into bees before I became a veterinarian and still kept up with it.
Yeah.
So if anybody out there needs help with their hives, give me a call.
Okay, excellent.
I can do that. So.
You can do that. And another question came in. How expensive is it to build a hive, to buy the bees? They've been thinking about doing this a long time, but they didn't know how to get started.
Let's see. I would have to say, if you were going to start from ground zero, okay, that you have no equipment at all.
Yep.
You'd have to get a suit, a smoker, get your first set of hives, and a lot of this stuff you can buy at Tractor Supply Company. Sells it, like ours sells it too. It's usually kind of in the back, you know, because it's not a high use, you know, not a high sell item, high demand item. You would probably be, including buying bees, $600.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
Too bad. Now there's two different ways about that you can buy bees. You can do it the way that I did, which is I bought package bees. Now, if you go to, I bought mine from Mann Lake, M-A-N-N Lake. It's a website. You can go there and buy that. Or if you just Google, you know, package bees, Dadant, D-A-D-A-N-T is another large beekeeping company. So basically, they come in the mail. You get a package of bees. You get about 5 pounds of bees with a queen. And we go ahead and I started with that this time. Now, another way you can also buy established hives too. People will sell those. Or you can buy what's called a nuchal colony, which is basically a smaller, it's bigger than a, smaller than a whole hive, but bigger than package bees, because okay. They already are on frames. They've already got a queen established. They've already laid, she's laid eggs. They got some brood, and you can go in and establish those. Now, the best way I like to get new hives is through a nuchal colony. They've already got hives. They've already got, honeycomb that they've already built. They've
sure.
got brood out already, and they can hit the ground running. Like, these guys are kind of like coming from behind, because they've got to make, because the bee has to, has to make the comb to
yeah.
be able to put the hive in for the queen to lay it. So they're doing good. I checked them the other day, and they're cooking along. So
oh, good. Interesting.
So hopefully, biggest thing you can do right now, though, let the dandelions grow. Dandelions are so important to the pollinators right now, because that is the first pollen of the season. So when you have a yard full of dandelions, we love that.
Okay, good.
Because that is important for them.
Good to know. Tractor Supply was the question. Would they be able to teach them, tell them what they need to do, get, and what to do?
There might be. I've never gone in and asked them, but they, they do have the supplies and stuff back there. I know they do sell books on it.
Okay.
I do know that. So you go to their little, their little book section, you can find tons of books on it. And that's kind of how I learned back in the day too, was I just read a book. And
sure.
And then now with the advent of the internet and Facebook and everything, they're
searching and finding the information.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Even to the point, there is a gentleman up here in Newberry that is working with Adams' first name, and I've just forgot his last name.
Sure.
It's called Hives or Heroes, Hives to Heroes, where he'll take veterans and teach them how to have bees. But I know with the Bay, I'm not going to be 100% accurate because I'm going off the cuff with this one, but I believe it's Bay Mills Community College out here in Brimley will have beekeeping classes.
Oh,
and you're
cool.
Starting to find that much more now, especially if you are perusing like homesteading websites and things like that. People kind of getting back to nature to teach you how to keep, because homesteads in back in the day,
yeah,
you had a couple hives.
Yeah,
the
that was your source of the sweeteners back in the day.
Yep,
yeah,
yep.
Absolutely cool.
The kicker or the important thing for homesteading is to have a little bit of everything. Okay. You don't want to colloquially put all your eggs in one basket, because
sure.
if you have, I was listening to RFD TV or RFD radio ag channel the other day, and they were talking about white mold or white mildew on, I think it was on soybeans. And once that goes through there, I mean, if you can't use that ground 3 or 4 years.
Right,
for soybeans,
because exactly.
you got to yep. let that die off. So if the only thing you're raising homesteading is just one thing,
yep.
Have some chickens, have some turkeys, have beef cow, have a dairy cow, goat, things like that.
Yep, good deal. Good information. If you have any questions or want to schedule an appointment for your animal, 906-635-5910, Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sioux St. Marie. Dr. Jeff, appreciate the information as always, sir. Have a good day.
All right, thank you.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading